Previously, we mentioned previous classes. We can meditate. Meditation in the 26 qualities, sattva samshuddhi, helps in sattva. Sattva also means called as mind. Helps in calming the mind. The sediment, the suspended particles, the things which are disturbing, they slowly start settling down. They start settling down so that the clarity in us improves. We are able to think properly. Otherwise, in the every step of our life, we are in the crossroads, whether left or right, whether left or right. And yoga, doing the meditation, practicing yoga, helps in clarifying the mind. It's a clarifier. It's suspended particles get settled down, and clarity, clear water comes out. Clarity improves. The another benefits of meditation, when you start going within, in the Mahanarayana Upanishad says, Maha Agnir Vishwarchir Vishwato Mukaha Tasyante Sushiram Sukshmam Tasmin Sarvam Pratishtitam. There is a thymus gland. Thymus gland is there in the heart. It is like a lotus bud, head turned upside down. Within that one, a small space is there. There everything resides. Whatever you want to know, it is there. Tasya madhya maha agni, within that one, tasya madhya maha agnir, vishwarchir vishwato mukaha. Within that tiny space, the light of all lights, which illumines the whole world, it is there within that one. Tasya madhye maha agnir vishwarchir vishwato mukaha. It is there, light of all lights, in the tiny space, it is there. Whatever you want to know, whatever you want to seek, it is there within. The benefit, when you start going in, and if I want to talk, many people, they bring the cue card and make a notes, and just in case I forget. And in the speech, many people, instead of talking, they only reading something. And when you start meditating, when you go deep within, your memory opens up. You need not have to carry any notebook or any cue card. You are tapping into the consciousness, higher consciousness. The library, you can tap into that one. Wherever that, I need not have to be afraid of forgetting. Oh, I may forget. When you go within, the memory opens up. Memory, when it opens up, all the library, you can tap into that one, tap into that one. You need not have to take the big, in the panic. When you are giving a public talk also, you need not have to panic. When you go deep before your public talk, meditate. When you connect to that one, then the library opens up. You need not have to carry the bundle of, like a donkey, you need not have to carry the load on your back. You can tap into that one. This technique we can teach to our children also. The school going, university going children. It's instead of cramming things, meditate. Then you can tap into that one. It is the great joy comes in that one. When you, that memory opens up, you will experience the immense joy. That source, ever Google is on the computer, I have to own that one. That library, you can tap into that library, that information we can do. And for that one, go within that tiny space. Within that one, light of our light is there, which is illumining the entire thing. That light, you tap into that one, then your mind opens up. It becomes a super mind. It is possible through us. And it's a way to handle the Alzheimer's also. Alzheimer's people, brain cells starts dying because we are not engaging the mind. And mind opens up, one is amana, one is conscious mind. It's when the wakeful mind, one is your sleep, when you go to the sleep, another mind is, and our in the deep sleep, unconscious mind is there. Beyond that one, there is a super conscious mind is there. That super conscious mind, it is beyond the wakeful state or dreams phase in the supta prajna or in the deep sleep in the what is unconscious mind. Beyond that one, there is a, the fourth mind is called as super conscious mind. We all can tap into that one. It is a way to overcoming the Alzheimer's also, and your memory opens up. And that is has been proved by many yogis, and we also can do that one. Left thumb and index finger together.